The core event is the Lord's communication to Moses of laws for Israel, establishing holiness as the defining characteristic for God's people in contrast to the surrounding nations. The main characters are the Lord and Moses, who is to relay the statutes to the Israelites and resident foreigners. The context is Israel's encampment at Mount Sinai after the Exodus, as they are being formed into a distinct nation before entering Canaan. The Lord commands Moses to instruct the Israelites to be holy, because the Lord is holy. The statutes begin with prohibitions against specific sexual relations, including incest, adultery, same-sex relations, and bestiality, identifying these as the defiling practices of Egypt and Canaan. The Lord states the land itself vomited out its prior inhabitants for these sins, and will do the same to Israel if they defile it. Further laws command respect for parents, Sabbath observance, rejection of idols, and proper sacrifice procedures. Social and ethical commands include leaving harvest gleanings for the poor, prohibiting theft, lying, fraud, unfair wages, injustice, slander, hatred, and revenge, while commanding love for one's neighbor as oneself. Various ritual and cultural distinctions are outlined, including prohibitions on mixing materials, certain haircuts, tattoos, divination, and consulting mediums. The treatment of foreigners is commanded to be just and loving. The text then details penalties, including capital punishment, for violations such as child sacrifice to Molech, cursing parents, adultery, the previously listed prohibited sexual acts, and practicing mediumship. The foundational reason given repeatedly is Israel's separation unto the Lord from other nations. This legal collection establishes the covenant community's ethical, ritual, and social boundaries, directly linking Israel's identity and tenure in the land to their obedience. The trajectory moves from the call to holiness to specific commands, and finally to prescribed penalties, framing Israel's life as a sustained response to the character of God. This positions Israel as a distinct nation under God's rule, preparing them for life in the land, while warning of the consequences of assimilation to pagan practices.